Right.
Yeah.
Hi, my name's Sarah and welcome to our Employable Careers and Cocktails podcast today. Today we have the lovely Jo with us. Before we start asking questions, Jo, I need to ask, what's your favourite cocktail?
Well, my favourite cocktail, I think, has to be a espresso martini. I don't drink so many of them anymore.
Okay.
Because I'm a bit sensitive to the caffeine, but they are my favourite.
I don't like coffee, so I wouldn't. Coffee drinks, so that
wouldn't float your boat.
No, definitely not. Right, okay, so who are you, Jo, and what do you do?
It's always an interesting starting question, I find, isn't it? Who am I? I can resonate as so many different things,
yes.
From being a female,
depends what day,
to being a mother, to being, a sister and an entrepreneur. But I kind of try not to squeeze myself too tightly into a box, because I am in a bit of an eclectic mixture, really. I think entrepreneur would be the category I would plonk myself into if I had to choose one. But my background's mostly been property investing, estate agency, lettings, and helping other people to be successful in property. So currently at the moment, I do quite a lot of mentoring. So helping people to start their property journey and build their portfolios, helping landlords to optimise their income. And I also am a director for Search Property Group as well.
Okay, so lots of property.
Mostly property stuff, yeah.
Yes. Okay, so on the property, did the industry choose you or did you choose the industry?
Ooh, good question. I think even from a really, really young age, I had a bit of a fascination with money and property.
Okay.
Many stories I can retell from my very young kind of childhood, where constantly just counting out money and building things, playing in doll's houses, through to my favourite game of all time, Monopoly. From about the age of six, it was kind of seems to be one of the only board games I can remember playing as a child, actually.
So no family arguments around
So many family arguments. And I think I realised quite quickly on I had a very different brain to the rest of my family because of the way that I played Monopoly.
Okay.
I didn't seem to be very risk adverse. And would just go around and just buy everything, whereas everybody else wanted to collect the money.
Yeah.
And actually, building houses, getting hotels, collecting the rent was the only way to win. So I think that taught me a lot of different things. My first house that I bought, I was actually 18.
Okay.
Yeah, so I used my student loan.
Right.
So I went to Plymouth University, I was studying psychology. I used my student loan to purchase my first house.
Not on the alcohol that everybody else uses it for.
Well, I think obviously what you're saying about life choosing you, I found out I was pregnant at university.
Right, okay.
Quite a big shock, wasn't quite what I expected, but put my life journey, I think, on a very different path.
Yeah.
So I didn't spend it on alcohol, drugs and rock and roll like everybody else did.
Yeah.
I was actually a bit more sensible with it and used it to secure a property and somewhere that I could obviously have a home for my daughter and myself and my partner at the time. But actually through going through that process of buying a property and searching for properties, I found a real passion for, I think I was just really nosy.
Okay.
I was really nosy. I loved going around looking at people's houses. And I bought my first house privately, so really understood the conveyancing process.
Yeah.
And I did it up. I had a couple of lodgers as well, which helped pay the rent, and realised that actually I could live there pretty much for free. Did the property up and sold it about a year and a half later, and nearly doubled our money, actually.
Okay.
So, it was a really interesting experience very early on to actually realise that property could make me more than my full-time job. So I thought, actually, I'd done a couple of other little jobs along the way, run a couple of companies within kind of the property sector, cleaning and things like that, but property soon was my passion.
Property
is
the one. Okay, well, I won't ask the next question because it was basically, where do you see yourself when you were at 16? Where did you see yourself? Because obviously you've answered that. But is there anything you fancied maybe growing up younger that was a bit far out there, like the whole astronaut and ballerina sort of?
Well, my younger years, well, I think I went through all of those like most people do.
Yes.
I think it's one of those questions that adults ask young children because it's a bit whimsical and it's a bit kind of, nobody really knows what they want to do when they're younger. I wanted to be an archaeologist.
Oh, okay.
Then I decided I didn't have the patience for that.
Yeah, lots of patience.
Absolutely, but I like uncovering things and mystery and history. And then I wanted to be a pilot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wanted to fly an aeroplane, which I actually ended up doing very young, actually. So when I was about 13, I joined the ATC, the Air Training Corps.
Right, okay.
I went and did flying, quite a lot of, probably did about 30 hours of flying.
Okay.
With them, doing loop the loop and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and actually,
fun stuff.
Yeah, I got a real thrill. I was a bit of a thrill seeker, a bit of an adrenaline junkie during my teenage years.
Yes.
So, yeah, I really enjoyed that side of things.
That's good.
Yeah, I was just trying to work out how am I going to make any money from these things. Yes. And when you've got a young daughter to provide for, I said, obviously, it was just a constant hustle to pay the bills.
Change.
Yeah, definitely. So, as a teenager, I was not just looking after myself, but also looking after her as well, and kind of always been quite ambitious. I think actually, having multiple streams of income was really my my key takeaway from that.
Yes, I always wanted to be an the first female astronaut in space.
Ooh.
And I think when I was around about 14, that kind of was blown out of the water, and I was that was not going to be possible because somebody beat me to it.
Oh. Bless.
That was kind
of always the way, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay.
Dreams were shattered. Eh?
They were. By another female, too.
Really?
Oh. She beat me to it.
She beat you to it.
She beat me to it. Anyway, so what are the best bits about your job? Obviously, you're very passionate about your property, but what are the best bits about your job?
I think what I like about it is the daily change. I wake up not quite knowing what I'm going to be doing for the day. I'm not a massive fan of routine. I quite like the day-to-day kind of surprises that pop up and overcoming objections, finding solutions to things, and helping people. So again, my phone's always ringing, my messages are always popping in, I never quite know what's going to happen throughout the day, but I said I always try and turn every opportunity into something really cool that we can work for. So I like an eclectic work style. And also property, it's such a wide, vast thing, really. I think, obviously, and there's so many different moving parts to it. Some days I'm dealing with multi-million pound investors looking at buying portfolios. The next minute I'm dealing with a gas leak at a serviced accommodation unit that we manage. So, as I said, obviously, there's so many different bits in there.
Different
elements. I like being able to use my brain to solve these problems and, make good things happen.
Yes, that's good. Mm. Okay, so what advice would you give to somebody who's either starting out or transitioning careers?
Ooh, good question. I think follow your heart. I think that's something really, really important. I see a lot of youngsters. I've got, as I said, kids of my own as well, looking at what they're going to do after school, what they're going to do after university, whether they're in a job which they're doing that they don't love or are not inspired by. And actually, you've got to listen to yourself. As I said, it's great to have expert advice or advice from friends and family.
Yes.
I think that's great, but you need to actually sit with it and try and look at what you actually want to do. Because actually, if you can find a job that doesn't feel like work, that's something that you really enjoy and you're passionate about, you'll have a much better fulfilled life, I think.
It's half the battle
forward.
Of getting out of bed on the morning.
It is, absolutely. And I'm not a morning person. So for me, working in corporate, I found so difficult because I was literally battling against it. Literally, the waves were bashing against me every morning because I didn't want to get out of bed at 7 o'clock to be at work for 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And actually, I found having the flexibility, working self-employed or working, obviously, flexi hours, has been really beneficial for me. Again, I think there's a lot of advice out there. Again, be really careful who you listen to.
Yeah.
And again, look, longevity as well. I think I really like property because I can bounce around in different areas.
Yes.
But I think career progression, personal development, and feeling fulfilled within your job role, I think is really, really important.
Yeah.
Something that's going to you'll get home from and not have to whinge and moan about too much from that point
of view. Shut the door and
absolutely.
Start again the following day.
Yeah, I think there's
lots
of jobs out there.
Yeah, that is hard to do though when you're self-employed.
Oh, you can never do
that
it.
That door never shuts.
It doesn't.
I've done both worlds, and obviously I can go home at the moment and kind of apart from dealing with children and life and all the issues
and there's issues
the following everyday life. I can kind of shut the door and not have to worry about it. But when you're self-employed, that follows you through the night and maybe sometimes until the early hours, because sometimes, especially when you've got children, you find you do a lot of things when they've gone to bed, when they're younger, because
a lot of juggling, isn't it?
Yes.
A lot of juggling to make sure you've got that balance. And I think what I wanted, as I said, I've run some big companies before, employing lots of people, actually in this building, which is quite spooky. So when I got here this morning, I was like, oh, this is a blast from the past. So we're at the airport business centre here. And actually that's where I kind of set up Nova Homes and the lettings department. Back, I think we were here 2011, so a while ago, 13 years ago. Hasn't changed much.
Apart from the one that's got the bar now in...
Oh, absolutely. This has definitely got the best West Wing, I think, from that point of view here.
I call it the Google offices, of Plymouth.
Your offices are epic, I've got to say.
With the
golf, it's nice, isn't it? The golf, the bar, yeah. Definitely looks very snazzy up here. But yeah, I think looking at, obviously, the difference between owning a big company, being self-employed, having staff, or obviously being an employee, as I said, there's a lot of choices available.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the time, obviously, especially with young school leavers, they don't understand, obviously, the options that are necessarily available
they
to them.
They are forced down one road. Generally.
And quite often they are kind of almost, at least this is the experience I've had with my daughter when she went through GCSEs and then on to higher education. They tend to kind of put you down the route of what you're good at. Let's have that job as what you can do, rather than what you're passionate about. And I think actually there's two differences to that, isn't it? Because I'm really good at lots of cool things, but I wouldn't want to do a job in them, do I? I'm really good at maths. Yeah. I wouldn't want to be an accountant. That doesn't float my boat, Jane. I need a bit more excitement and a bit more kind of variety in things. But I think, again, it's looking at what you can do.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever come across ikigai, have you? Have you ever heard of that? It's a Japanese term.
I don't think so.
I'll have to share some stuff with you. But it's basically three circles that overlap what you're good at,
what you enjoy,
and what you're passionate about, and what you can make money from.
Yeah.
And basically where they overlap in the middle is where you should go. And I think, actually, I did that process about 10, 15 years ago.
Right.
And looked at kind of all the different aspects, because it's not just what's the best money, because actually money doesn't buy happiness and it doesn't give you a fulfilled life. But at the same time, it does allow you to buy nice holidays and
have
time freedom.
It makes it a little
freedom.
Bit easier, a bit more bearable.
I think it does. And it's kind of working out that tipping balance between time freedom and money freedom. And it's a very difficult balance, because in the world that we live in today, everything is very money driven.
Yes.
But actually, why do we need the money? And that's what you've got to think about. Why do you need the money? What are you going to spend the money on? And actually, it's just giving you back your time, isn't it? So, I said, if you are going to swap your time for money in a job, make sure you're doing it with one that's actually worthwhile, something that will help you grow, something that will progress your career and experience going forward.
Yeah, no, that's good. Okay, so on a bit of a lighter note, then. Quite deep.
That was deep, wasn't it?
What is the funniest thing you've seen in an office environment?
Ooh la la. It's a funny one, isn't it? I've seen many funny things over my time, and the funniest thing. Some of them are a bit too funny, and I don't want to put them live on a podcast. But I'll tell you about a funny thing that I did in an office environment, because then I can't get in trouble. And it wasn't overly funny, but it was very embarrassing and was a bit stupid and slightly funny in the whole scheme of things.
Yes.
So we had a birthday in the office when I had Nova Homes. And traditionally, we all got a cake when it was our birthdays and embarrassed them highly with singing happy birthday.
Yes.
So, as you do. So, I bought this big cake, went over, lit it all up, and as I picked it up to carry it across the office, my hair, I've got quite long blonde hair, my hair literally dangled over these candles and went poof. I caught all my hair on fire. I was screaming. Dropped the cake, thankfully, on the table, so that was okay. But yeah, that was slightly funny, but slightly embarrassing, slightly scary. All of the things, all of the emotions.
Everything all in one.
They all laughed, thankfully, but yeah. And ruined my hair slightly for a little while. But
new hairstyle.
It was a very swanky looking new hairstyle, but yeah, that was quite amusing.
I'm sure there's a technique where they actually burn.
Thankfully, it didn't sweep the whole lot off.
You could have said it was a new trend in the system.
They never forgave me for that, I've got to say. It was something that was brought up every time we did candle lighting thereafter.
It's like, yes, hair back.
Hair back. Delegate it to someone.
Okay, so we'll slightly move away from the career side of things. Mm. Is there any conspiracy theories that you believe in?
Oh, gosh. That'll get me started down a rabbit hole, won't it? Oh, my God. There are so many conspiracy theories. I think I've always been brought up to think my own way. I've got quite an unusual brain that goes off on tangents all over the place. And to be honest with you, I don't really believe much of the stuff that the government tell us and the stuff that we're supposed to believe in. And I think obviously every single thing I think is, there's a slightly underlying tone of something else going on. The man on the moon, I love the moon. I'm very much a spiritual person. Yeah, I love staring at the moon. And I just think, how on earth in 1959, 60? Yeah. Very long time ago.
And we haven't done it since.
And they managed to get signal. Now that's how they managed to record that and get it on the telly.
And who was the man taking the photos of him coming down the steps?
It's really interesting, isn't it? The technology.
He would have been the first
man. The technology seemed quite interesting, to say the least. Obviously, I'd love to believe it, but yeah, I think there's probably a few things there that just don't quite add up.
And we still can't get signal in little villages here, but we can...
I can't even in Asda down the road, so it's one of those things, isn't it? And I think, why have we not been back up again?
That's my biggest thing is why, if we've done it once, why have we not...
That was quite a while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And 66 years ago, Joey, that's a long time.
Our technology has advanced so much, and we've got one that's orbiting the Earth, but we can't just hop onto the moon.
It's very interesting, isn't it? There's loads of things. I'm not going to go down the COVID route.
No, and all the other stuff,
because, you don't want to have a five-hour rant of me waffling on.
We won't rename COVID what it's supposed
Maybe
to
not.
Be.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you've got the world's attention for 30 seconds. Ooh. What would you like to say?
What would I like to say in 30 seconds? So, I think...
This one's timed.
Are you getting the timer out? Am I going to have a ding, ding, ding? Should we do the countdown? That'd be so cool, that 30 seconds. For me, I think, follow your heart. Live your life to the fullest.
Yeah.
Learn to have multiple streams of income. And live every moment for what you can. I think that's really important. My motto in life too. You don't ever know how long you've got on this planet. And make a difference. Be kind, leave a legacy, and live life on purpose.
Yes, I like the old Audrey Hepburn, that nothing is impossible. The word itself says I'm possible.
I am possible, absolutely. Very That's nice saying favorite. Indeed. Love that.
All right, so if you could interview a famous person, dead or alive, or both, who would it be and why?
Dead or alive, or both? What, someone's dead and alive
Well,
at
no,
the same
you could
time?
Do a dead... Well, I could do...
That would on be their a, deathbed,
That
yeah.
would be a cool interview.
That would be really cool, wouldn't it? Absolutely.
No, you can either do dead or alive, or a dead and alive.
That'd be really interesting. Yeah.
Is that making sense?
I think it is. Okay. I'm going to choose someone that's dead, actually, because obviously alive, I could do that. I could just pick up the phone or send them a little message.
Yes.
I think anyone that I'd like to interview, probably be Albert Einstein.
Okay.
He gets a lot of attention even after he died a long time ago.
Still.
Sounds like he had a really crazy, awesome, funky brain.
Yeah.
And I would just really love to understand that a little bit more and kind of some of the stuff that he came up with.
Where is it just random?
Because
he is the definition of a crazy scientist, really.
I think I'd probably, would love to pick his brains a little bit, certainly. Be interesting to see, obviously, all these years on in a different society that we've got now, with the technology that we've got now, with all the thought processes and ideas that we've had since, obviously, some of his discoveries, what he thinks of the world and where it's gone from.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, I was listening to on the radio earlier about someone who said that basically 100 years ago they did a poll of what it'd be like in 100 years time, and that was done in 1924, and some of the things they were talking about, obviously how they thought life would have changed,
and
it's mad, isn't it? I think obviously the last few years have really excelled massively, and I think technology, but also being open to different ideas, isn't it? I think obviously we stretch ourselves a lot more, the internet connects us a lot more with people, and the world doesn't seem such as big place anymore.
No, it's very much shrunk, and especially we won't talk about COVID, but since COVID, we've realised, I think, as a society that we can do anything from literally sitting on our bed with a telephone in our hand now, whereas we knew we could do that before, but obviously COVID had such an impact on the technology side of things, that working from home and things like that as well.
Video calls and Zoom and actually the flexibility of it as well. I still do forget though when I'm speaking to people on the other side of the world, there's a time difference.
Yes.
I mean, that's just crazy, isn't it? I'm bringing them up and they're like, Joe, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
And they're like, oops.
Whoops. Yeah, we've got quite a few landlords that are based in different parts of the world.
Right.
And I said, I've still got to keep in my brain that, it's not necessarily the same time zone. Yes. So,
okay, and last but not least, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Ooh. Good one. I think...
There are lots.
There's so many, isn't there?
There are lots to pick.
There are so many.
Yeah.
In my brain, I'm thinking, starting to sound a bit like Jesus now, I think I would love to be able to heal people.
Okay.
I don't know why that's popped into my brain, because I was thinking about flying beforehand, but now...
I want to heal people.
I've trained as doing Reiki and stuff like that, and obviously I love helping people, but again,
the healing hands.
I think that would be a really nice thing to be able to do.
That's cool. That's one that no one's actually mentioned before.
Slightly different. It's probably not a superpower. Yeah, sounds a bit biblical, doesn't it? But I think actually the world needs healing, and I think a lot of the issues and the problems that we get in life, in work, in everything, comes down to self-love, healing ourselves.
Totally.
We've all got issues from growing up and bits and pieces, and if we can be better
move
versions of ourselves, we can live
constant
an awesome life.
Work in progress.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
To feel myself too.
Yes, just bring the
ball
on.
Love that.
Just walk around with your hands now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, that sounds cool.
Okay, Joe, that's great. Thank you very much for joining us.
Well, you're very welcome.
Thank you, and see you soon.
Thanks for the cocktail. Cheers.